Harare magistrate Hosea Mujaya convicted Kuchata on his own guilt plea and sentenced him to 9 years on the first account of terrorism, but suspended 1 year of the sentence on condition he does not commit a similar offense in 5 years on the second count of money laundering arising from the money raised for buying equipment to make petrol bombs. Mujaya sentenced Kuchata to 2 years, with 1 year of the sentence set to run concurrently with the sentence for count one, while terrorism could carry maximum life sentence and the money laundering maximum 35 years, the magistrate said Kuchata was a first offender and had shown contrition by asking for forgiveness. Kuchata earlier told the court he did not want to remove President Robert Mugabe from power, but simply wanted to bomb the farm so that the president could feel the pain Zimbabweans are experiencing as a result of house demolitions in Harare. But Magistrate Mujaya said Kuchata's method of communication was wrong and there were better ways of communicating with political opponents. He said the method Kuchata wanted to use could be expected in countries like Afghanistan. Kuchata's wife, Joylene, said, though the sentence was tough, the family was unlikely to appeal against the ruling and sentence. Another family relative, Cosmos Musakanda, confirmed there were no plans to appeal the sentence at the moment.
Obviously, we are in pain about it, but we've seen that the judgment has considered his plight as well. I think he showed a lot of contrition, and the judge took note of that. And we are happy at least they understood him anyway.
Kuchata was jointly charged with Solomon Makumbe, Silas Fupa, and Boman Gwenya, all of whom have military connections. The three are due in court next week. The case has sucked in Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana, who was arrested for withdrawing charges against Makumbe and Fupa before plea so that they could become state witnesses in the matter. Tomana is now facing charges of abusing his office and is currently out of jail after posting $1,000 bail. Harare resident Simon Mare said the sentence was fair given that the accused had not wasted the court's time. But Harare lawyer and spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, Jacob Mafume, said the sentence was too harsh and urged the Kuchata family to appeal the sentence.
I'm still trying to look at where the terrorism and other high-sounding serious car crimes is coming from. And I think that the sentence in itself is excessive. This was a private property. It has nothing to do with the state. The attempt was thwarted. There was nothing that was bent, not even a single grass was bent.
The case will be reviewed by a High Court judge in the next 7 days. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.